Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to my show. I'm Leanne Winston, Psychic Medium, and it's lovely to have you listening in today. So I invite people to call in. If you'd wish to call in and chat with me, I'm happy to give away little mini readings here on air if you'd like to ask me a question, or you would just like me to connect with somebody that you have lost, somebody that has passed over. I'm happy to do that. Certainly feel free to also connect with me through the chat line on Blog Talk Radio. Otherwise, the guest call-in number is 516-387-1303. Wow, what a week. I hope you guys have all had a good week. I've still been getting over my flu, so hopefully I won't have a coughing fit. They're getting further apart, so it's much better. I haven't had time yet this week to get into my pyjamas, so I am not sitting here in my pyjamas with my bed socks on like last week. But my kids thought that was quite funny that I could do a radio show in my pyjamas. So there's nothing like working from home. And so I would like to send my condolences out to my sister-in-law and her children and husband and family on her side, as her dad passed away this morning. So I am sure that John is very much at peace, but my thoughts go out to them as well. Okay. So, yeah, like I said, I hope you've all had a really good week. Mine's been pretty busy. I've had some amazing connections with clients this week, some readings that have been really needed, those connections. I just find it, I love the work I do. It's just like I see the healing that goes on in my readings with my clients. Some clients you connect with and it's just like they have the weight of the world on their shoulders, but by connecting with loved ones in spirit, whether it's getting the answers or just knowing that those people are, or those energies in spirit are around them, it's amazing to see that with some people. Others will just take it as it comes and walk out knowing they've made that connection and gives them stuff to think about, but others, the healing that comes with that. Okay, so today I do still have some messages that people have sent me on Facebook that I'm blown away with the amount of questions I got last week, putting it out there a few minutes before the show went to air with some questions for people to ask me. I might touch on them because there's still probably 20 or 30 of them there that I haven't been able to get to. So I will answer some of those questions, but I also want to talk to you today about the power of the mind. Okay, we've all got the ability to connect with spirit, right? And I think I've told you this in weeks prior. It's a matter if you want to see the signs. It's a matter if you want to connect, okay? The signs are there, the connection's there, but it's developing it, okay? We can all do it with a bit of training and practice. You'll be surprised what you can get from it, okay? So, you know, if you're interested in this sort of stuff and you find it fascinating, why not give it a go? Sit and meditate with the intentions of clearing your mind, balancing your energy and grounding yourself, and just see what comes in, okay? I've been doing some work with a couple of people through Facebook that I chat with that are sick with terminal illnesses at the moment, and my thoughts and prayers go out to them, and I send healing to anybody that needs it. And so I just do a general one, as well as I might sit and do a direct one with that person. I've spent the last week sending healing out to my sister-in-law's dad, just to help to prepare him for his journey that he had ahead with him, and with a bit of luck, that was very peaceful. Well, I know it was very peaceful. He had health issues, so he slipped into a coma type of thing. But I've been talking with some people online about their illnesses, the treatment they're going through, and the hard time that they're having with that, okay? You, of course, everything, when you come to cancer and different diseases like that, the terminal things, I couldn't imagine even being there. But if you can just make that person's life that little bit brighter while going through them, support them through that. One lady has been talking to me how one thing just happens after another and she's just constantly being channeled. I've been sort of trying to get her to look at changing the way she looks at it. Don't look at it as cancer's taking over your body. Don't look at it as the chemo is the negative going in. You're putting those chemicals into your body. I'm trying to have her look at it as in the treatment that she's having while she's going through her chemo, to be looking at as that comes in through her veins, it is pushing the cancer out, pushing the negative out, okay? It's the positive that is coming in, the negative is going out, okay? You are seeing in your mind your cells healing, okay? It's that reference to having that, all right? See the cells becoming more healthier, okay? It looks like we've actually got a caller, so let me just see if I can work this and take that caller and connect with that person. Won't be a sec. Hello, Leanne here. Who have we got online? Hello? No, maybe not. Or I'm not doing the right thing. We'll just see if that person comes up. Hello? Hello? No, not sure what's going on there. That's okay. It's actually dropped out. So, but yeah, I always say, look at your body healing from the inside out. The power of the mind is amazing, and it's more about working with medication, working with the doctors and the treatments that they suggest, but also to bring in the meditation, bring in the power of the mind and work together, okay? If it helps you and you find that it helps to work, heal your body, it's great. Why not try it, okay? Just see if this call is... Sorry, I've got a caller that keeps popping up, but I'm not too sure what is going on there. Okay. We will just see if they're coming through. And just while that's loading, I'll continue to talk. Okay, so no matter what the problems are, we can always do that at work on ourselves. Okay? It's just how much you want to throw yourself into it, how much you want to heal yourself, your willpower, okay? But, yeah, everybody's different, so it's finding what works for you, okay? We've got some exciting things coming up over the next few weeks. I've been chatting with Sue Nicholson from New Zealand tonight, and she's actually going in to have an operation tomorrow, but didn't have the time to come on the air tonight, but we will look at it next week, depending on how her recovery is going. She would love to connect with a few people, and we will find out what she is up to in her work at the moment. She does amazing work, and that you may recognise Sue's name from Sensing Murder. Okay, she's worked a few cold cases and stuff over the past. So what I'm going to do now is just jump in to answer a question that we have on Facebook. And last week, I think I answered Lynn and Sky and Patricia. So this week I get, good evening, Leanne. Is my best friend Brett watching down on me, please? Okay, Lisa. connecting with your energy, I do feel that Brett is with you a lot. I do get the reference to that you speak to him in spirit, and he does hear you. You need to listen to what he's saying, okay? Would I be right in also saying that you sometimes sense him around you, because he's acknowledging that you feel him around you at times as well, okay? It's more about trusting those feelings that you get, all right? So, yes, Lisa, he is around you. Don't doubt yourself when it comes to that, okay? Just trust in that, all right? Let's just try the switchboard once more. And we will see what goes on. Sorry, won't be a second. The computer is asking me for some details. I haven't actually had this before. Oh. Okay. It seems to be dialing. I'll just get out of that. We could be calling somebody we don't know, but it says they're in the hold line, so I'm not too sure about that. We will jump into another question. Wendy, will I travel next year, please? Oh, Wendy, yes, I feel that travel is really strong around you. I feel very anxious around that as well. So to me, it's something that you are looking forward to. I feel that it's different for you in the way that you are going to travel. Okay. I have spoken about this in past radio shows, is that set your intentions. Look at what it is you want. It's like kind of having that dream and working towards it, okay? If you set your intentions and have that clear picture, you release it to the universe, you will find the universe will help you to manifest it, okay? Don't question it. Put it out there. And just accept what comes with it, okay? It's when we start doubting ourselves and questioning it that you start to lose that clear picture. The picture will come a bit foggy and you will confuse the universe, and that's when things go a bit haywire. So, Wendy, have that clear picture of what you want. See yourself on that holiday. Know where you want to go and you will make it happen, because I feel very strongly about that. Okay, now let's jump to another question that jumps out at me. Okay, Linda would like to know, will I find my soulmate? Okay, Linda, yes, I do. I do feel that you will find your soulmate. I do feel that you have found your soulmate in past lives, and it's a common occurrence that we will cross over and cross paths with our soulmate. It doesn't always need to be in a physical relationship, okay? It could be best friends. It doesn't have to be the romantic type. Sorry, I forgot to turn my phone on to silent before coming on air once more, and my sister-in-law is messaging me. So, yes, I feel you're looking more for the romantic person, that romantic relationship. I do get the reference to that will come. Okay. I want to say you need to do the work on you at the moment. Okay, so maybe do... look at what it is that you've been through. Look at what it is that you have bought from that, and take that on board, okay? Do the work on yourself and just allow yourself to be in the right place for a relationship. Have we got a caller there?
Yes, you do.
Hello, you're with Leanne. How are you? Sorry about that. Hi. I've been trying to work out this switchboard.
Hi,
and
Leanne.
What's your name, hun?
My name is Annie.
Annie, how are you today?
I've had some better days. My phone dropped twice, and I tried to redial, and then you just went silent for like a good half a minute. So I don't know what you were saying, and I'm like, is it that the universe is telling me not to listen? What?
Maybe just not. Yeah, I was just answering a couple of questions that I had received on Facebook. So I talked a little bit about having that clearer picture and releasing it to the universe. And here I was thinking it was me on my switchboard not being able to use it properly. So, and whereabouts in the world are you, Annie?
I'm in New Jersey.
Beautiful. You're a long way from us. We're in Australia.
Yes, I would love to be on the other side of the pond in England.
Oh, it'd be nice, wouldn't it? So,
yeah.
And have you got somebody you'd like to connect with tonight, or would you like to just ask a question?
Yeah, I would like to connect with either my parents if they could come through.
Okay. Now you've got both parents in spirit?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Now, your dad was the stronger person of the two, wasn't he?
I mean, in terms of his mannerism, but I would think my mother had the push behind him.
Yeah. I just sort of feel like Dad's personality is the stronger one of the two. I just sort of feel that Mum was a little bit more of the quiet side.
He was a stronger influence for me growing up.
Yeah. Would he be the one to make the decisions?
Depends. My mother was like a laid-back person, but she took care of her affairs.
Yeah. I just sort of feel like with the growing up side of things, Dad would be the one to make the final decisions. I want to sort of say he would have had the final say. Okay. Mum was very easygoing, wasn't she? Because I feel like she's still like that in spirit. Okay. Now, did Mum have stomach issues? Because I feel like I'm down lower in the stomach area with her.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. They've both been gone for a while, is the reference I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you've been going through some testing times yourself. Do you mind if I touch more on you? Because your parents are drawing me to what's going on around you at the moment, okay? You've been questioning yourself a lot, is the reference that I'm getting. Mum's making reference to stop questioning yourself. It's kind of the feeling that you are putting the pressure on yourself more than needed. Does that make sense?
I think others are putting the pressure on me. I really wish I didn't have the pressure at all at this point.
Okay. Do you take on their energy?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I always advise people to protect your own energy. And have you done any work with that before?
Yes, I ground. I meditate.
Yep.
I try to surround myself, you know, I surround myself by white light and mirrors. I do all of that. I call on my angels and my guides.
Yeah. I'm just getting the sense that people are still being able to drain your energy. It's that feeling you need to be able to strengthen that. So whether you take it to a bit higher level and find something a little bit more solid to protect your energy within rather than white light. I just feel the people around you are draining you too much and you are taking on their feelings, their energy as well. Okay? It's that feeling of needing to set the boundaries more so with them. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mum wants you to stand within your own power. Okay? You have the control to take that back. You sort of feel like you've lost yourself a little bit lately, haven't you?
I have, yes.
Okay. All right. It's like I'm getting the reference. That's making me feel like I need to take a step back, and it's the reference like taking that step back and looking at what is going on around you. Have that clearer picture. Now, I feel like there's two people on the side that are trying to influence you. Can you relate to that?
Two people? Well,
I feel I've got two major people that are trying to influence you.
Well, I have my kids here who are always battling, but I have two siblings that have done a lot that hurt my family.
Okay,
Hurt my
that's
household.
Where I want to go with that. Okay, because
Okay.
to me, I feel like it's not on your on the level of your children. I feel like it's
Right.
more the sibling, more on your level, as an age, like in an age reference sort of thing. Okay. You need to be able to set the boundaries with that. Have you not in the past felt that you've had the strength to stand up to them?
Absolutely, but I'm not around them physically. I'm involved in legal issues with them, so I really
Okay.
don't want to see them until the right time, and then to
That
do
makes
it
sense.
because it would be a blow up, and I'm
Yeah,
trying to avoid
because
it.
yeah, that's a good idea because I feel like I've got the pressure of them. I feel like they're trying to influence you. So to me, I feel like in a court case, that would be where they are wanting to get the upper hand. I feel that that's what they're trying to do constantly is have the upper hand with you. Okay. Remember just to set your boundaries, keep them at a distance, and have that clear picture on that outcome that you want at the end of that court case, okay? Is there connections to do with the estate for mum and dad around your siblings?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm drawn around mum and dad's estate. This is not the way that mum and dad wanted it.
I
Does
know.
that make sense to you? You've
Yes.
got one person that's, I want to say there's one greedy person. Okay? So the people around you, I feel like they feel they're entitled to more than what they should be getting. Okay? I do not feel that it's going to result in their favor. Okay? The will was left pretty explanatory, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
But when it was written, there wasn't. It was self-explanatory, but I haven't received any of my portions yet. It's been like
Yep.
4 years.
I was going to say because I felt like I had around the 5 years since since that needed to be settled. Okay. Somebody's trying to hold it up in legal terms, aren't they?
Yeah, they've been doing it for 4 years, just dragging it out and selling things behind my back and not doing what they're supposed to do. And
is there an insurance that's involved? As in like a life insurance or something that money would come back to the estate?
It's quite possible, but I'm not there. You know, I'm on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
It's quite possible.
Okay. Just when you're going through all the court case stuff and that, just keep in mind life insurances. See what comes up because I actually feel like there's a life insurance that was coming back to the estate that is not being included, okay? I kind of feel like that's been pushed aside with the hope that we're going to miss that. That you're
That's possible. That's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, they've sold properties and haven't even sent me my check. And I'm four blocks away.
Oh,
so
wow. So it's
possible.
Not very far at all. Yeah.
No.
I'm getting the reference from Dad to ask the questions, okay? He's making reference to don't be afraid to ask the questions no matter how silly you feel they are. Just ask the questions, okay? You're very good at normally in trusting your own gut, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I just have distractions here at home. And I'm trying to get myself in order and they're not giving me a moment. It's a lot of turmoil.
Okay.
I just don't know if anything is being done to create this turmoil.
I want to just say sit and go back to your meditation. Try and reground yourself and pull your energy back within because I just sort of feel like your energy is way out there at the moment and it's causing that unbalanced sort of feeling. Okay. Now, your children are a little bit older?
They range from 17 to 28.
Okay. I'm being told by Mum it's time for them to stand on their own feet. Does that make sense to you? Mum gives me a big smile with that. So you help the children out a lot, don't you?
Yes, I'm concerned about my youngest one, though. He's like going in a tailspin.
Okay. What is it that has changed around him is what Mum is making reference to.
I just think that he's trying to fit in. He's trying to find himself, and he's just dealing with a lot. And he has negative friends, and,
yeah,
you know, he's been in a dysfunctional place as well, and he's bringing the same energy home every day.
Okay. I'm drawn to having him look at the positives in his life, what is going on around him. I'm very much a believer when we focus on the negative, we continue to draw the negative, it manifests. If we focus on the positive.
But everyone else in the house don't see that.
No.
They don't understand that. It's very hard to fight against that.
Yeah.
He was much younger when the death occurred and the family blew up, and he doesn't understand.
Okay. He needs to try not to take that on himself. Okay? Because I feel like that is yours to work through with your siblings. Mm-hmm. And he needs to protect himself and not take on that energy. It's one thing to be there and be supportive for you and the family, but not to energetically take that on.
I try not to let them take it on. You know what I've noticed?
He's a good kid.
Yes, all three of them they're all three different, but they're all three good kids. But I've noticed that the very same things that I didn't like with my own family, I'm seeing it with my kids, and that's the last thing that I would want.
Right. Yeah. How can you change that?
I'm trying to find the answer now.
Yeah, okay. So, I believe that there's lessons in life, okay? And to me, when you've got that thing that is repeating over and over, so what came through in your growing up, you feel now is coming into your children's. What is it that you went through in that sense? Look at, you don't necessarily have to share with the whole world sort of thing on air.
I had a sister that bullied me from ever since I was a child, and she rejected me, and she did a lot of things to hurt me when I was a child, and I moved beyond that because, you know, I ended up standing on my own 2 feet, and I learned to fight back, and I would say it made me the stronger person.
Yeah.
And I think she's very resentful of it. And the kid that gives me the most concern right now, he's standing in the same place where I was, because I have another son that badges him.
Yeah.
And I keep telling him to stop doing it, because it's like I'm reliving the same thing over and over again. And they saw when my mom died, how they all ganged up on me and pushed me to the side, and then now they've been, you know, robbing me and having me drag around in court and legal fees and all that stuff. I haven't received anything, and I was entitled to from day one. So I don't know if, because they're aware of these things, you know, because I try not to talk in front of them, because then, you know, somehow it'll get turned off by me. It's like I became the bad guy all of a sudden. It's like, you know.
Are they still in contact with your family?
Siblings? No, not dealing with them at all. Except, you know, lawyers have notified them because we realize that something is going wrong, terribly wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Your dad's having me make the point that the children are probably old enough to understand now. It may help you to actually help move that energy by sitting them down and explaining, this is what's going on. it's not like you're putting your siblings down. It's more, this was what's meant to happen. It didn't happen. And now we need to take action. You may find by doing that that they will support you and understand you better. I do feel that the son that is being bullied is going through the processes of finding his own strengths. Okay, it's about finding the strength from within him to stand his ground and not let people push him around. I also feel that he does have those negative influences in around him that brings him down, so to speak. So I would say he questions himself a lot. He doubts what he does, doesn't he? It's like he's lacking that confidence within himself. Okay.
Yes.
Is he 17? I'm getting the number 17.
Yes.
Is that for him?
Yes.
He's 17. Okay, thank you. I want to say he's going through changes, but I feel like I need to put something in front of him to occupy him as well, to find that interest. It's that feeling he's a little bit lost himself at the moment, but it's finding where he fits. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. When that falls into place, I think you find everything else is going to follow, is the reference your dad's showing me. I just want to give him that strong backbone at the moment, okay, to make that step forward. Now, would Dad make a reference to the strong backbone?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's not something that I would normally put it in that context, but that is the reference Dad is making, is having that strong backbone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look for the positives around it. Even if you can have your son, you could do it in an indirect way even. I find that works with my children sometimes. I used to ask my daughter, what did she learn at school today? And it was always, no, didn't learn anything, it was boring. I found a different way to reword it and had her look at what her day was like, and I would ask questions in that sense. So she thought, I guess it's like playing mind games in a sense. I had her looking at, like, giving me the information in a roundabout way. So maybe you could just say to him, okay, well, what happened today? What was good about today? Want to know about the positives, not the negative. So you're changing his mindset into looking into that positive mode. Does that make sense?
So rephrase the question.
Yeah.
Change the question to get him to open up. I get that.
Yeah. That's it.
As long as you don't want to talk.
Yeah. And boys are harder. Boys seem to hold things closer to their chest with what I experience. I don't have any sons myself, but just the nephews and stuff. Husbands, God, they hold things to their chest and don't want to share too well either. But I was going to say, this lady I've been working with, cancer, I spoke about a little bit earlier. She was very focused on all the challenges she's going through, and it was just all very negative. I start my question off with her when I connect with her every couple of days is, okay, tell me something positive about your day today. So I'm starting that conversation off with something positive. And she looks forward to telling me about the good things in her day now. Okay?
Okay.
It's a matter of shifting that mindset. Okay. So if you can kind of look at, rather than the way that your siblings are treating you, look at the positives of what's coming. Okay? Have that clear picture of what you want. All right? They're challenging you for a reason. What's the lesson in that? Does that make sense?
You know, I've always had to fend for myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mom made it easier for everyone else to just take advantage, but she expected me to be the strong one, and I'm not even the oldest one.
Yeah. You're the more sensible one, I want to say. That's what Spirit's drawing me to.
Well,
do you know what she means by that?
They made a lot of terrible mistakes, and I'm just trying to find a solution to it in the end, if anything is left.
Yeah. Do you know what? You can make some terrible terrible mistake, sorry, in life, and we all do it. But how do we learn? As long as you learn from those things that happen, it's a positive thing.
Greed is dangerous. The one that you...
Oh, yeah.
greed is dangerous.
Yeah, it certainly is. But I do feel there's an upside for you coming very soon. Just try and move that energy and look to the positives, okay? I want to say, Dad's saying hold your head high and look towards the future. Okay?
You know, yeah, just wonder if they just, if, when I hear that, they just say I should just give in, just give up, let them just...
No, I get the reference to you just need to stand in your own power and it will come around. Okay? Because you were left things. Okay?
I know.
You have the strength to continue on with that. You just need to be able to set your boundaries. I want to say I believe in you. Okay? And that is the reference Mum is giving me. She believes in you, and she has given you that trust over the years that she believes in you. Mum was more the reasonable person, wasn't she?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's good. To be honest with you, that's the reason why I've been able to hold up this long, because I've seen her persevere, you know?
Yeah.
Because... Okay. You know, she would be very disappointed with what they've done.
I agree. I get that feeling too, because I get the reference to this isn't the way it was meant to be.
No, nothing near it.
Yeah. Okay, huh?
40 years down the drain.
Yeah. Look at the lessons that have come from that. People have shown their true colours now, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they have.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm about to run out of time with the show. We've only got about 7 minutes left.
Thank you anyway.
Thank you for calling in, and I'm happy to connect with you, and thank you for
letting
me know.
Your last name
is Winston. Yes, that's right, Leah Winston.
That's my brother's name.
Beautiful name.
Yeah, but he's not a beautiful person. And
yeah.
I know my father wouldn't be pleased. I just trying to figure out what's wrong with him. Is he mentally sick or what?
I get the reference he's being influenced by your other sibling. He's more of a follower.
Do you see me having a positive resolution?
Yes, I do. I do get the reference that things are changing. Just remember to sit and breathe as well. So when you're concentrating on your meditation, remember to breathe deeply and not shallow, because I feel at the moment you're shallow breathing. Help move that energy. See that the positive come in, the negative leave, okay? Set your boundaries for them, and I get the reference things will start to change for the better. Okay, hon?
Okay. All right, thank you.
I'll have to leave it there, but... You're very welcome, and all the very best with it. Okay?
Thank you, my
love.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Oh, thank you for that. Now, I'll quickly just jump in and answer one more question before we get ready to finish. We've only got about 6 minutes left. Okay, let me see who I'm drawn to. Amanda. Hi, Leanne. Can you see things improving in my life and my finances? Amanda, I do feel that things have been trying for a little while with you, and I do feel that will continue on for a little bit more. I do see there is a positive side to this, and I actually feel that with your finances, you're actually starting to look at a different way of running your finances. So whether you start to keep a budget or you're changing the way you do things, I get the reference to the change is going to be for the best. Okay, it's more so planning and setting your boundaries. Okay, so whether I actually get the feeling like I want to go and spend money that I shouldn't have, like I shouldn't be spending it. It's needed elsewhere for now. I want to say find that control and the finances will change, okay? Lay things out on paper in front of you, because I get the reference to by doing that, you're going to have the clearer picture of where things go. I actually want to go to the extreme of writing down each receipt where I spend my money and tracking it that way, because I feel there's areas that you're spending money that you are probably doing outside of your means, if that makes sense. I also want to say set yourself aside a little bit of spending money each week, okay? That's your money to reward yourself with. So whether you go and buy yourself a cup of coffee or do something that you enjoy, okay? But I do get, yes, it will get better. It's more about being patient, okay, and having that bigger picture, okay? Okay, so we might actually just jump to one more. I'll just scroll down. Jackie, hi, Leanne. Curious if I'm able to have children. If so, what time frame and how many? Okay, I think, that's kisses on the end of that comment. I was going to say there's more to that comment. Jackie, yes, I do see children for you, and I do see the number two around children. I feel like I've got two of one sex, so two girls or two boys. I get the reference to a three, so to me I feel like I'm within the next 3 years with that, okay? I kind of get the feeling if you're not in a relationship at the moment, if you are in a relationship at the moment, it's been a little bit questionable whether we want children or not. It's that feeling that you need to find that balance. Okay, hun? So I hope that makes sense to you. And I'd like to thank you all for the questions that have been sent in. Okay, I just sort of want to take this last couple of minutes of the show to thank the caller that has come in and the messages that I have received, and remind you that there is always the chat line that is connected with the blog talk that you can connect with me through there. I also would like to invite you to come over and have a look at our website. We have a Purely Intuition website, so it's purelyintuition.com. We have some amazing aromatherapist products there. We've got your sage, we've got sleep products, we've got love products, we've got raw passion, you name it. We've got a special that is on at the moment where the bottles are normally $25 each in the bigger bottles. We've got a special why stock lasts for $18 per bottle. Now, that is only for people within Australia. As of custom laws, we can't actually send any overseas, sorry. But we do have, we've got candles, we've got wax melts, we've got lip balms. We're introducing some new products that I'm quite excited about. And as soon as the bigger 125ml bottles sell out of stock, we'll be looking at bringing another range in that size. So I'd love to hear for those that have purchased them, and we've sent so much Kitty Calm spray around Australia and had some amazing results. I always love to hear back from people on what you think. I also have my website, LeanneWinstonPsychicMedium.com, and you can certainly book through there for readings and stuff like that. I have spent this week doing a few half-an-hour phone readings. I really enjoyed those connections. So whether you want to make a face-to-face reading, a Skype reading, a phone reading, or even an email reading, the information is all on my website, or you can contact me through my Facebook page, Leanne Winston Psychic Medium. And I'm always open to questions and stuff like that. So I wish you all a very good week this week, and remind you to look at the positives and the lessons that come with everything. And remember, things do happen for a reason, whether we're being tested or not. It as long as we keep moving forward. Okay? And I send my love and healing out to everybody. I wish Sue Nicholson the very best for her surgery tomorrow, and I'm sure she'll be back bouncing around with her beautiful energy very soon. So I'm going to say good night and remind you to love, honour and cherish those around you. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to connecting with you next week. Have a good night. Bye. Bye.
Okay, not here.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't hear it. I'm literally sitting there.
Oh.
Refreshing.
Wonder what's going on with it. Well, the lady in Jersey could hear me.